How a Plowman Won a Battle. In a time now nearly 1,000 years past, there lived, in the land of the Scots, a plowman named Hay and his two young sons. They lived at peace with their neighbors, and during the summer months, to provide food for the long days of winter, they toiled in their fields. At this time, Scotland had been invaded by the wild and fearless Danes, who swooped down upon them from the open seas of Norway and Denmark. These and many other invaders were driven back by the brave Scots, who, after sharp and cruel fighting, at length defeated the Danes in the Battle of Lungardy. But after still further fighting and great bravery on both sides, the Scots were driven backward and fled for their lives down a mountain lane with the wildly excited Danes in hot pursuit. Just as they came to the end of the natural lane through which they were running, they came to the field where the old plowman and his sons were working. The old man saw them coming. "What," said he to his sons, "do I see a Scot running?" He seized the nearest thing to him, which happened to be the wooden yoke from the neck of one of his oxen. "Arm yourselves, lads, with the other yokes," he cried, "and follow me." With that, yelling loudly, he ran to meet the oncoming Scottish warriors. "Back with you! Turn about and go back," he cried, with all his might. The warriors, not knowing for a moment whether they were facing friend or foe, stopped short. "Turn and go back," the old man shouted, and began beating the first Scottish warrior to whom he came over the head and shoulders with his ox yoke. Just then the two young boys came up and began doing the same thing. It looked as though a fight amongst Scots was at hand. "Are you cowards that you, free Scots, turn and run from a foreign king?" screamed the old man. "Turn about and die, if you have to, as free men." The fleeing warriors, now thoroughly alive to the appearance of their flight, were stirred to new courage by the old man's shrewd words. Led by the plowmen, they turned and started back over the ground they had just come, towards the Danes. The Danes, thinking that reinforcements had come up and that they would surely be captured, turned too, and ran for their lives. Thus, with cheers, the Scots won the victory. How they did gather round the old plowman and his sons, and by words and gifts tried to express their gratitude. But the plowman, his duty now accomplished, brushed all offers of gifts aside and, throwing his wooden ox yokes over his own shoulders, started back to his field. Not many days after, however, word came from the king that he wished the plowman and his two sons to come to court. Here was an order which might not be disobeyed. So they trudged along to the palace where they were received with much honor. "What can I do for you and your two sons?" said the king kindly, when the old plowman had come before him, "to express to you some of the gratitude we feel to you for having saved our soldiers and our country." The plowman bowed low to the king with great dignity. "If you wish it, great and gracious king," he said, "you may give to me and mine forever as much land as your falcon will fly over without stopping." Such an odd request had never been before heard at the court. "It shall be done," said the king, and ordered the guard to bring to him his favorite falcon. "I myself shall see this thing done, and the plowman's request granted." Then everyone left the courtroom and hurried to the meadows to see the flight of the falcon. The king's best horsemen got out their horses, brought them to the meadow where the king already stood, holding the falcon. At a given signal, the falcon was set loose. It rose higher and higher in the air, then turned and began to fly toward the north. Away and away it went, until to the watchers in the meadow it seemed to pass entirely out of sight in the blue sky. As soon as the direction of its flight had been noted, the horsemen had turned their horses' head about and started to follow it. On they galloped, on and on, until nearly 6 miles from the king's meadow, they saw it fly gently down to the ground, where it alighted on a great boulder upon which it stayed until it was picked up by one of the horsemen. Thus it was that the old plowman and his two sons received from the king the gift of the 6 miles of good land to be the property of his descendants forever. With the gift of the land came one other gift from the king, a new shield. On it, as the king had ordered, was painted a new coat of arms, the red shield having on each side a plowman carrying an ox yoke, and over all a falcon. There is still in Scotland today a family of the same name as that of the old plowman, and right proudly they treasure the family coat of arms and the motto, "Keep the yoke."